Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
The story of Adam Montgomery, the father who allegedly murdered his daughter after striking her multiple times in the head for wetting herself in the car that they lived in. It's been a heart-wrenching trial if you've seen any of the testimony. Prosecution recently resting, the defense not really putting up much of a defense at all, just taking it straight to closing arguments. Joining me to discuss how this all went, attorney Eric Faddis. Eric, let's start. I want to ask about the defense of Adam Montgomery first, and then I want to kind of get your take on how everything went with the prosecution. But were you surprised that when it came their turn to present a case, they just passed and said, nope, let's just go to closing arguments?
You know, it's tough because that's absolutely their right to do that. But practically speaking, most jurors at least want to hear something. Sometimes from the defense standpoint, you'll have like a token one or two witnesses who you put up to challenge something minor that the prosecution did. Here, Adam Montgomery's defense didn't do any of that. And so I've got to imagine that's at least in the back of the juror's mind saying, hey, look, you know, you didn't even want to put on a witness. And I think it could be a problem for Adam, among many other problems he has.
Yeah, I mean, well, he didn't even want to show up, number one. And then number two, there's no witnesses. I mean, would there be any, I don't know if you know who you would call, you know, to vouch for Adam Montgomery. But it was kind of surprising, I thought, that there was absolutely nothing there. Let's talk about the prosecution and the case that they made, obviously bringing multiple witnesses, all sorts of experts, detectives, including Kayla Montgomery, who seemed to be one of the most impactful witnesses with her statements. Again, interesting because she's not the most credible, has lied quite a bit, but, you know, her story was corroborated by many other people. What's your thoughts on how all of that went down with their part of the case?
You know, I remember being a prosecutor and sometimes these really difficult cases where there's only a few witnesses. It's Kayla and Adam Montgomery and Harmony, and she's gone. Mm-hmm. Harmony's gone. So, you know, it's difficult to have, you know, a bunch of witnesses come in there. I thought the prosecution did a nice job sort of buttressing their case with these other professionals who have better credibility than Kayla Montgomery. You know, her credibility is shot, but who else did they get a call to talk about what happened? They had to call her. And I thought she did reasonably well. I thought at times the testimony was compelling and at times it raised some eyebrows. And so the jury's going to have to kind of decipher all that while they're back there.
Other than Kayla, what testimony stood out to you in this case?
You know, what really jumped out to me, like you said, Adam Montgomery sort of did himself in. His own statements have been some of the most problematic for his case. The fact that he's not even there at trial is going to be a horrible negative impression on the jury. They're going to think, gosh, this guy doesn't even care that his daughter died and he's being accused of it and he's not even here to defend himself. Some of the statements he made to his friend, like I effed up shortly after all of this went down. And then also telling law enforcement, it's a waste of time to search for his at that time, allegedly missing daughter. That's not something that an innocent person would say. They'd want law enforcement to be hitting the ground, searching under every rock they could. And so I think really the most damning aspects of the case were what Adam Montgomery said himself.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the defense of Adam Montgomery really playing the card of, you know, he's a I love you baby girl or wake up baby girl was the opening in the closing arguments of his defense. It's such so contradictory to a lot of the statements that were made and what allegedly he told, you know, some of his friends that he really hated, and I'm just paraphrasing her, but like hated her with every fiber of his being. Where does reality lie in this? Do you think it's more somewhere in the middle? Was he this hateful person who really truly did have nothing to do with this little girl because it reminded him of her mother? You know, or is this someone who was inconvenienced by this little girl and had a rage problem and it got way out of hand?
You know, obviously a case like this, child death case, it's emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. Emotions are going to run high. Adam Montgomery has made some enemies, no question about that. Do some people have some axes to grind against him? Sure. Are some people saying some things to potentially protect themselves, like Caleb Montgomery? Sure. And I think, you know, the truth probably does lie somewhere a little closer to the middle, but Adam Montgomery has just not done himself any favors. He comes off as this dastardly, horrible parent, and we have this testimony under oath to support that. And so, of course, that's going to be way heavy on the jurors' minds in determining what to do with him in this case.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. More seasons, greetings to you all.